Beijing, Manila wrangle over arrest of alleged Chinese spy. A war of words broke out between the Philippines and China last week, after a Chinese engineer was arrested for allegedly spying on the Philippines' defense capabilities, including sites jointly maintained with the United States. Manila's National Bureau of Investigation arrested the Chinese national and two Filipinos, who are alleged accomplices, on January 17 for illegal surveillance and spying activities, according to a statement released by the NIB on January 20. The NBI's Special Task Force and its Cybercrime Division received an intelligence report in December, alerting them to a group of Chinese citizens who were allegedly obtaining sensitive information in the guise of autonomous vehicle development. According to the NIB, the suspects were allegedly engaged in surveillance operations, unlawfully obtaining and disclosing information affecting national defense, utilizing advanced technologies. The arrest triggered a fresh public spat between Beijing and Manila. China released a statement calling the accusation unfounded. Meanwhile, the Philippines released more information on the case throughout the week. The so-called espionage operation of a Chinese citizen in the Philippines is baseless speculation and accusation. The Chinese embassy in the Philippines has expressed concerns to the Philippine side and requested for consular visit to the said Chinese citizen so as to provide consular assistance, the Chinese embassy in Manila said in a statement. The issue gained a top spot in the country's media over the week. In a joint press conference with the NIB and the Armed Forces of the Philippines on January 20, Philippines Justice Secretary Jesus Crispin C. Romulla said that the alleged spy will face diligent and meticulous prosecution. When the sovereignty of the Filipino people is endangered and placed under tremendous risk, the full force of the law must be enforced without compromise or leniency, Romulla said. AFP Chief of Staff General Romeo S. Bronner, Jr. said in the conference that the alleged Chinese spy conducted his activities where Enhanced Defense Cooperation Agreement sites are located. At those sites, there is a greater likelihood that the coordinates and the topography could be used for military purposes, military targeting purposes. The EDCA was signed between the United States and the Philippines in 2014. The agreement gives U.S. forces access to agreed-upon locations in the Philippines for security cooperation exercises, joint and combined military training activities, as well as humanitarian assistance and disaster relief activities. The sovereignty and control over the five EDCA locations are retained by the Philippines. The United States has allocated $82 million for projects at the sites, according to the U.S. Embassy in the Philippines. Charges. The alleged spy is Deng Yuanqing, 39, who, according to an NIB statement, graduated from the People's Liberation Army University of Science and Technology with a degree in automation and engineering, specializing in control engineering. The university is a prestigious army-operated research institution in Nanjing, in China's eastern province of Jiangsu. In its statement, the NIB identified three of Deng's associates based out of China, two unnamed hardware engineers and a financier, cited only as Wang. According to investigators, Deng's vehicle traveled between the National Capital Region, Metro Manila, and the General Divisions of Luzon, the Philippines' largest and most populous island, from December 13, 2024, to January 16, 2025. Deng was allegedly conducting detailed scouting, collating comprehensive image of the terrains and structures and the overall topography of the potential targets, without consent and authority from the Philippine government. An enforcement action was launched by the investigating operatives on January 17, and they spotted Deng's vehicle within the vicinity of Palm Tower, Makati City. He was found to be working on suspected espionage equipment mounted in the rear of his vehicle and was accompanied by two Filipinos, identified as Ronel Jojo Balandubesa and Jason Amado Fernandez, his driver and companion. When questioned about his identity, permit, and any authorization, Deng attempted to hide the storage device and flee, prompting the NBI operatives to arrest him as well as the other two, the agency said. A study of the equipment and on-site research showed that Deng was recording sensitive data, including topographic footage, and was mapping critical infrastructures. Deng is married to a Filipino woman and has moved in and out of the Philippines since 2015, the Philippine news agency said on January 22. The country's immigration chief, Joel Anthony Viado, said that Deng will not be deported until all local accountabilities and penalties have been resolved and served. "We will ensure that we will identify any foreign cohorts that might be in the country assisting him. They will face serious punishment for their crimes," Viado said, according to PNA. Deng's wife, Noemi Deng, said in a briefing on January 27 that her husband had been surveying roads for a self-driving car company. "He is not a spy," she said. Beijing protests. According to the Chinese embassy in the Philippines, Deng's family presented a different picture of the situation to officials. A spokesperson for the embassy urged the Philippines to stop airing groundless speculations and to base its judgment on facts. In an opinion piece, Chinese state media The Global Times said that such incidents are detrimental to relations between Beijing and Manila and are inspired by the two countries' competing claims in the South China Sea. Meanwhile, Philippines National Security Advisor Eduardo Ano called for stricter espionage laws, urging lawmakers to prioritize the passage of the amendments to the Espionage Act as well as the Countering Foreign Interference and Malign Influence Bill. The Espionage Act, enacted in 1941, punishes espionage and other offenses against national security, but is only effective in wartime. "Strengthening our legal framework is essential to effectively address evolving security threats and to ensure that those who seek to compromise our national security will face the full force of the law," Ano said in a statement.